prayer.
Finally, each time you open your eyes in the morning or close your eyes at the end of the day, may you remember that prayer is firing the winning shot. Prayer is not merely a piece of the armor, rather, it is the thread that weaves the covering into an exquisite tapestry. It is the given, the foundation, the first principle of God's plan to protect you from evil. It is my prayer that you will experience God's supernatural protection in the invisible war as you purpose to put on the covering as a lifestyle, and that in the end, you with Paul can say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now, there is in store for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearing. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Ephesians 6:10-18.